Blog Talk Radio.
It's Crown Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory, and I am live from Smyrna, Georgia. Happy May 1st. I hope everyone has a splendid and a productive May. I am delighted to have the 14 going on 24 national title holder of the Miss University International Pageant Internship Organization. Prior to introducing my special guest, I would like to thank our amazing sponsors. Enlightened Expression, HBIC Photography, McFormisdale University, Ali Zhu Illustrations, Double Exposure Hoops, Studio Primetime, Queen Custom Couture, Perfection Sports, and Paparazzi Accessories. Thank you again for sponsoring the CTWB brand. Okay, fans, now I am super excited to introduce your reigning tween USAVT 2019, Janiah Johnson. Hey, Janiah.
Hey.
How are you this evening, sweetie?
I am good. How about you?
I am doing wonderful. I'm excited you're on the show.
Me too. I'm very excited, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, could you tell our audience a little bit more about who you are as an individual, Janiah?
Well, I'm a 14-year-old who goes to the school in Crisfield called Crisfield Academy and High School. I am going into my third year of high school cheerleading. I love doing pageants. That's one of my favorite things to do. I also am in marching band. I play the clarinet, and we're called the Somerset of Pride, the Pride of Somerset.
Wow, Janiah, you sound like an extremely busy individual. Now, I heard from Little Birdie, which is your director, that you met the Senator of Maryland. Could you elaborate about this incredible opportunity?
When I was in a parade at the Elks Organization Parade in my hometown, I got to meet Mary Beth Carosa. She's the state senator of Maryland, and at first, I was in the back where the parade was about to start, and she came up to me with a taffy, and I was like, "Oh, hi, how are you?" And she was like, "I'm very good, I'm very good." We got to take pictures together, and it was very nice meeting her, and we got to ride through the parade together.
That is amazing. I know you were pretty excited.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go straight into our emails. Our first question comes from Little Rock, Arkansas, and they've asked, could you elaborate more about your platform, Rainbow Project?
The Rainbow Project started with me having a little bit of self-esteem, and so I thought other kids my age might have self-esteem problems kind of like me. So I wanted to create the Rainbow Project to inform others and encourage others, no matter what their background is, race, or their struggles, we can all reign in our own way.
It is fascinating that at the age of 14, you have found your platform, your niche, that you would like to fully enhance throughout your pageant career and life. You are an ambassador for the youth of today. So keep up the wonderful work, Janiah.
Thank you.
Now, our next question comes from Atlanta, Georgia, and they've asked, how are you preparing for your future aspirations of becoming a nurse or a cosmetologist?
Well, now that I'm getting older, we have a technical school in my county, and we have a nursing program. So what I have to do is I have to get recommendations from my teachers, and I also have to take an interview with the nursing teacher. So I have to pass the test in order to become a nurse. But I'm trying to get my recommendations from my teachers so I can hopefully be a student of that class.
Oh, wow. Now, audience, I want to acknowledge Janaya for her impeccable determination in setting herself up on the right path towards success with going out and getting her letters of recommendations and making sure that she has that platform that is going to take her in the right directions in college. So I do have a really good question. Would you like to attend an institution for nursing, for a nursing degree in the future?
I would love to. I want to be a neonatal nurse.
Oh, keep going.
I want to be a neonatal nurse, which is one of the nurses who are in the NICU with the babies, who, like, take care of the babies and wash them and stuff like that.
Oh, that sounds good. I can see you doing that in the future.
Yeah, I like little babies.
Now, how do you balance academics, clubs, sports, and extracurricular activities?
At my school, we have this thing called study hall, and it's in the library. Mm-hmm. So the activities that I do is marching band, clubs that are in my school, like Leo Club, and also cheerleading. So before all of those things, me and my friends would go into the school, would go into the school library, and it usually lasted about 1 hour or 1 hour and 30 minutes. So we would stay in there and get all of our work done before going into the club.
Well, you definitely have developed a wonderful balance as a teenager. I believe that everyone should brainstorm a strategic strategy to balance life in general so you can accomplish and execute multitasking excellence. So thank you so much for being able to, you know, come on here and tell us how you're developing and balancing being just a teenager in life.
You're welcome.
Now our next question comes from Fairbanks, Alaska, and they've asked, what message can you tell your peers and the youth of today?
The message that I would tell them is to try to do as many things that you can do now as a teen before you become an adult, because when you become an adult, you have to be paying bills and do work, and you just might as well enjoy school while you can. And I would also tell them that follow their dreams, because it may seem impossible, but you can always work to your goals.
Well, I think that is a fascinating message that you have obtained for your peers and the youth of today. Now, your next question comes from San Diego, California, and they've asked, how has pageants helped you as a teen in society?
Pageants helped me by reaching my goals. Like, one of my goals is to become a model one day. So pageants can help me with my pageant walk, which can soon later be a model walk. Also, it got to open new opportunities for me and also meet new people and friends.
Well, Janaya, you can do anything that you set your heart to. And thank you for being a parable of my favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model. I can actually see you being up on New York Fashion Week walking. So I'll be watching out for you.
I would love to be on New York Fashion Week one day.
Now, how can our followers follow your journey as our Tween USA VT 2019?
They can follow my journey on my Facebook page, Janaya Johnson, Tween USA VT, and also on my Rainbow Project Facebook page.
Ooh, well, Janaya, we have come to the end of our show. You did an amazing job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your time with the audience and I this evening. Good luck on your adventure of being Tween USA VT 2019, and keep up with the superb leadership.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful day.
You too.
And, hey, before you go, the horns were honking for you because everyone's listening to it live. So all those honks are for you.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful evening, sweetheart.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was Janiyah Johnson, your U.S. reigning Tween USA VT 2019 with the Miss Universe V Internship Organization. To learn more about the Miss Universe V International Pageant Organization, please visit their website and social media sites. Their website is www.missuniverseV, and Universe V is spelled UNIVERZV, .wixsite.com/Universe V. Their Instagram is Universe V International. Facebook is Miss Universe V Pageant Internship Organization. Their Twitter is Miss Universe V International. Remember to tune in to the Miss USA Pageant tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fox. So don't forget to tune in to see who will be our next Miss USA, which is pretty exciting. So if you've seen preliminaries, go on our website, and we have a few questions for you. Thank you, listeners, viewers, and readers, for your unconditional and conditional love and support of Crown Talk with Burgundy Brand. If you want to learn more about the CTWB brand, please follow our social media sites, our Facebook at Crown Talk with Burgundy, and Burgundy is BYRGUNDY, Twitter at Crown Talk with BY, Instagram at Crown Talk with Burgundy, and our website, www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wixsite.com/crowntalk. I hope you have a spectacular day, and I leave you with my favorite quote: you're never too young to be a role model.